Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Live with Kathy and the wicked winter weather. Chicago, Chiberia, is on ice. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. By the click of a button, you could discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Oh, what I'm telling you. We've just about had it. This is not acceptable. You know, as though I could do something about it. I honestly cannot remember this much snow and the chilling temperatures and the wind chill factors, minus 30, minus 40. What on Mother Earth is very, very angry? It's January 28th. Almost the end of the month. Where did the 28 days go? In a blink of an eye, I will be sitting here and saying it's January 28th, 2015. Where on earth is the time going? And I'm telling you, after a while, and usually weather does not affect me. I don't pay any attention to it. However, I really think this is overkill. Enough already. But the Silver Fox and I were up bright and early, got dressed, headed out to the gym, had a pretty good workout, and then came back in time to climb my stairs and to get ready for talk radio and to share with you that the Chicago River from Michigan Avenue on is frozen. And that we've run out of salt. City turns to private truckers to replenish salt supply. Now, dangerously frigid wind chills expected to reach 35 below zero. That was this morning. And this is headlined until tomorrow, Wednesday. Prompted Chicago public schools to remain closed Tuesday, trains to be delayed Monday, flights to be canceled, and the alderman to gross. And the latest Arctic blast spurred a string of profanity-laced tweets, as if weather-weary Chicagoans were screaming into a digital pillow. I'm freezing my butt off, but that isn't the word that he used. And the heat is on full blast. Hey, Chiberia, read one of the milder ones. With a possible record-setting low of 16 below zero without the wind chill, expected Tuesday, Chicago public schools canceled class for the second consecutive day and the fourth day this month. Hey, the kids are loving it. The record low for the date is 13 below zero. Now, this is what we have to look forward to. Temperatures might not rise above zero until Wednesday, when the city will experience a slight warm-up with temperatures climbing into the teens. A wind chill warning is in effect until 9 a.m. Wednesday. Several aldermen, pointing to the burden placed on parents, called for a change in policy that would leave school door opens for the kids to use the gym or to participate in art projects. Now, I understand, this is Alderman Joe Marino, I understand why school's closed, but do you have any idea where my kids can go? And then another alderman said, even the polar vortex doesn't change the fact that the parents still have to go to work. And the Catholic schools will be canceled on individual basis. And no trips for stir-crazy kids to several of the city's bigger museums, though. The Field Museum, Shedd Aquarium, Museum of Science and Industry, and Adler Planetarium will be closed again Tuesday. And Metra, the trains and the buses, officials warned of possible delays Tuesday because of sub-zero temperatures that require trains to run 10 miles per hour slower than normal. Monday's frigid weather delayed trains by an average of 10 minutes, but none were canceled. It's so cold in Chicago, one person said, that I can't even think how funny to be funny about it. It's not funny. Well, what are we going to do about it, darling? There is absolutely nothing that we can do about it. And I have to tell you something. My printer keeps going on energy saver mode, and now I got it back. I think it's because of the cold weather. It's up against the window, and after the show, I'm going to take, you know what, just hold a minute. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. I want to try something. I'll be right back. Here I come. I'm just going to try something and see if this will keep my energy flowing with my printer. Okay. You know what I did? Wait a minute. I'll be right there. Hi, I'm back. I took a towel and I draped it over the back of the printer because I'm sitting here and I could actually feel the draft coming through the window. And I have a high tolerance for weather. But let's see if this is going to help. Now, how are you all faring? You know, you could call in at 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. C-A-T-H-I Studio at sbcglobal.net. And then if you want to write to me, I love to get letters, and I love to write letters. Kathy Watson, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And then if you want to talk with me up close and personal, call me at 847-882-8717. That's 847-882-8717. And then remember to log on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. That's my website. Someone bought KathyWatson.com. And I'm still trying to figure out who they are. Because when you log on KathyWatson.com, I'm not interested in livestock, your hair, and your nails. And you know, I'm a little PO'd about that. I want to have my two websites, web addresses. But right now, you could log on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, and you could always Google Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I-W-A-T-S-O-N. And yes, we are freezing in Chicago. The sun is shining. And I'm looking at one of my cards that I have posted on my big board. Be a torch or be a spark. Be a candle in the dark. Be a sunbeam or a star. Well, we're freezing. However, I agree with this Amy, who's 28, dressed in multiples of two, made her stance clear Monday while heading home from the Loop to Wicker Park. You don't have any control over it, so what's the point of complaining? Just put your hat on and shut up. And then Ashley, 29, of River North, maintained an optimistic outlook. The weather sucks, but hang in there because summer in Chicago is the best. It is hard to believe, now be with me here, that in maybe 5 to 6 months, I could be saying, oh, the temperature is climbing to 100 again. And I don't know, what is your preference? You could call in on 347-637-3789. And yes, I do know today's topic is, are you afraid of aging? But call in at 347-637-3789 and give me your take. Well, we love the hot weather. We truly do. You see, I love all four seasons. But if I had to choose just one, I would have to say hot. But then again, you know, when it's winter, you could wear your big hats and your fur hats and your Mongolian lamb cover-ups. Now, okay, here, this is a sidebar. Oh, my goodness. In Bloomingdale, unrelated deaths near ISU blamed on blood clot, cold exposure. Don't mess around. Please check with any of your neighbors and even yourself when you're going out. I mean, you'll freeze. You'll just get frostbite in nothing flat. Now, an autopsy results released Monday determined a blood clot and cold exposure were behind the unrelated deaths of two people with ties to Illinois State University and the Chicago area who were found dead near the downtown, downstate campus. In Normal, Illinois, they found a gal, 20 years old, unresponsive in her apartment about a block south of the ISU campus. She died of a blood clot of the pulmonary artery. Huh. And then a second unrelated death was reported around 7:30 a.m. Sunday when police and fire officials found a 19-year-old dead in a field about 2 miles east of the campus. He died of symptoms of cold exposure and had no external injuries. It's nothing to mess around with. I don't, if you're in Florida, I did have an occasion to speak with someone in Florida the other day, and the poor babies were just freezing. They woke up to 50 degrees, and then it went up to 75, and then lo and behold, it went down to 72, and they were just freezing. Warm deliveries, an 88-year-old volunteer serves, no matter what the weather. Meals on Wheels. Oh, isn't that sweet? Are you checking on your neighbors? Okay, now, the worst of it is this morning at 7 a.m. It was minus 10 to minus 15. It felt like it was minus 30. That was yesterday. Today, a high of 1. No, that was today. Okay. And the real feel is minus 17. Woo, Wednesday we have a warm-up. High 18, low 14, it'll feel like it's minus 6. And Thursday, it will be 29, and the real feel will be like 20. My goodness, time to pack our bags and head for the lakefront. Now, this 88, now what are you complaining about, all of you? Listen to this. An 88-year-old volunteer serves no matter what the weather. 5 days a week, Samuel Grimes arrives at the Arlington Heights Senior Center by 7:30 to start his day. The bodies and the brains don't age. We do. He's not there to use any of the facilities, amenities, or even to socialize. He's there to work even though he isn't getting paid. He's a volunteer with the Community Nutrition Network, one of the several organizations throughout the suburbs that provide lunches to homebound seniors through Meals on Wheels. And even though the temperature hovered near minus 3 degrees, he was there bundled up ready to complete his daily run of 34 meal deliveries to his clients in Des Plaines, Park Ridge, and Niles. He plans to be back to work on Tuesday. You know what? You know, I'm having a little issue with this. The organization, the Community Nutrition Network, the organization, the powers that are running that get paid. How could you, in good conscience, not offer this man gas money? Where's he getting the money? You know, he's making you look good. He also said officials with the Community Nutrition Network say that they will call off deliveries if the weather is especially treacherous, but it also depends on volunteers and their ability to brave the elements. Well, why don't you get off your goodies? So why don't you get off your dump? Why don't you go out with Mr. Grimes and help him on his deliveries? Grimes says he prefers dealing with hot summer weather if he had to pick between extremes. But completing his deliveries in the extreme cold, let me get to page 4. You know, I'm really ticked off about this. I'm ready to call them and ask them if they offered them something. As long as I could keep moving and my hands warm, he said. For some, Grimes and the mail carrier are the only two people they may see all day long. Huh. I want to know why he gets up at 5:30 in the morning. He never takes a day off. I want to know. I'm going to call them and find out if they do pay them to give them some perk. And why isn't personnel out there? I'm definitely going to call them. As soon as I get off the phone, it is the Community Nutrition Network. Well, let the weather be frightful, who cares? But our show is going to be terribly exciting. You know, Live with Kathy, the shows are eclectic. They're a different topic. Oh, every once in a while I'll take the whole week and focus on one. In February, you're going to absolutely want to listen to every single one of the shows because I'm gearing it to senior abuse is pandemic. And scam and con artists exposed. They are shameless and ruthless in targeting seniors. 55 plus at the tune of $3 billion a year, but the true figure is many times higher because of the crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Scam and con artists. And what they want to do, you know, oh, they're smooth talkers. They've already done their background check on you. And if you're living alone and they call you, You couldn't be that lonely, and if you're lonely, volunteer like Mr. Grimes. Ah, romance. A mother and daughter are serving 15 to 12. The daughter is serving 15 years and the mother 12. Exploited seniors because they know they're lonely and they want to fill that void. If you get a call like that, the minute they ask for any personal information, hang up, call the police, and there is a hotline. And I don't have it with me. Where is it now? It is pandemic, just pandemic. Call the police. Let them know that you are getting these incredible phone calls. In fact, I extrapolated all of this information from ARP's newsletter magazine, the bulletin, January and February. How do they sleep at night? Did you ever wonder? Did you ever wonder how they slept at night? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And you could call it at 347-637-3789. Or if you'd like to talk with me after the show, 847-882-8717. You know, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. And what we're going to talk about today, now, before I go into it, because once I get started, there is so much that I have to share with you. Have you ever thought of being on radio? Do you have a book? Do you have an invention? Do you have something that might change the world or give reason to think about what you're going to do in the world? Now, I don't know your purpose, your business, your service, your product. But I do know this, that many of you may go on and leave this planet Earth with your dream still dancing in your heart. I know you don't like to talk about it, but it's inevitable. To age is human. To not show it is divine. And then I'll tell you about the conversation I had yesterday. So, yes, Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I think of it more as a partnership. I want you to partner with me. Imagine holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you, your business, product, service on Blog Talk Radio, reaching listeners in any country in the world and even locally. Locally, nationally, and internationally. And it's so affordable. You see, this is a process in your development. We are developing you. So you call me at 847-882-8717. And we discuss. You see, I have to know. What are your expectations? Now, if you're expecting the floodgates to open, and thousands of people are going to call you, or hundreds, I don't want your money. Go put it in the print media. This is developing you, your voice, your persona. You've heard me say time and time again that Shakespeare said the world is a stage and we're all actors. And I want you to wear your radio hat. Now, when you call, we decide it's a match. I tell you that it's a 10-week commitment, and it's affordable. It's in the low three figures. It's affordable. And the training that you're going to get, if you were to book a recording studio, maybe $3,500, $4,000. And then the best part is that Live with Kathy, all of the Blog Talk Radio shows are archived. And you log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on any of the shows. Now, in the 10 weeks, you're going to be invited to co-host two shows. One show, and then we're going to listen to it, and we're going to tweak it. I'm going to ask you, well, how do you think you did? Were you persuasive? Did you encourage them? Did you make them feel confident while working with you? And usually there are one or two tweaks that we have to do, and we do that on the second time that you're on air with me. Now you email. You see, radio is a very powerful marketing tool. Now you email the whole world. The whole world. And tell them that you're on Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio. And it's magic. And then you may decide that you want to have your own radio show. How sweet is that? It could be 15 minutes. It could be a half hour. It could be 45 minutes. It could be an hour. It could be an hour and a half. You see, we work together to prepare you for your radio debut. For more information, call me at 847-882-8717. Ironworkers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity, have been partnering with me for years. Well, you know, I did marry an ironworker. And I come from the world of haute couture and high fashion, but our mission and purpose is to acknowledge ironworkers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the characters. I lived with one for 61 years. Their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum and career development? Earn while you learn. College isn't for everyone. I want higher education. I don't care where you get it, but you are going to keep learning, keep stretching and stretching yourself and stretching yourself. That's what the Olympiads are doing. Sidebar, next week, Olympiads. We start on Wednesday. And from February 6th to the 23rd, the television in our home is mine. I want to be part of the excitement, the rush, the endorphins, the years that they have, the sacrifices that they made. I want to be there. So are you an Olympiad? Doesn't necessarily mean in exercise. It could be in your job. Are you stretching yourself to always be, are you surpassing yourself every day a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more? Now, if you want to go to college, by all means, do, but be sure you're going for the right reason. And after 4 years, unless you've had a sugar daddy or an allowance, a trust fund, yeah, you have to pay back the money. But with ironworking, you don't have to. You have to qualify. Log on to ironworkers.org. It's college affiliated. And then, while you're with them for the 4 years, you're learning, you're earning, you're getting a paycheck. And, my dears, your pension is locked in, and it follows you everywhere. Choose a career, not a job. And then there's the CD, iron workers, what a noble profession. And it opens with the bombastic Eric Copland's fanfare to the common man. Then it transitions into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and recognizing the years of arduous training of the ballet, the swan, her beauty in graceful movements. And that's available, 847-882-8717. If you want to find out more about ironworking and the proud men and women who work in the trade, log on youtube.com/unionironworkers and youtube.com/ironworkersimpact. To be bored and lonely is your choice. I just came back from the Hoffman Estates Park District. They're the 2009 National Gold Medal winner. And the gal who runs the 50-plus consortium is Rika Cuff. She's in the book Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. You'll love her story. In 2005, a trip to the south side of Chicago changed her life. Divine interventions. You want to get back? Do you want to revitalize your life, not retire it? Call the park districts, the senior centers, and the libraries. HEParks.org. February, March, April. 2 months, tax man cometh. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. You could call him at ahtax@ameritech.net. I'm sorry, you could email him. ahtax@ameritech.net. And now I'm thinking of all of you complaining about this weather and the stress that's creating in your body, and you're angry and it releases toxins into your body. And everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Oh, yeah. Looks do matter. Now, I have a product. It's called Procaine, 2 ounces. You pay for shipping and handling. And then, darlings, would you order it? 50 plus shipping and handling. All sales are final. It is so powerful that you only use it 3 times a week. And when you do that, my gift to you is my ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now, right this very minute, right now in your life. Perhaps you're afraid of aging because you don't want to look old. Well, looking old is a choice. What are the choices are you making? So, you could either call me at 847-882-8717 and mention one of the shows, or you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. 3 books that you should have, The Elixir Choices and Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline by Edith Nam. Brilliant, brilliant author. This book has to be the trilogy, The Elixir Choices and Create a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Now, choices could be choices and the Change to a Positive Mindset. You can order them from Amazon.com, and in the search bar, just put the title of the book. Or you could log on www.enamm.com and read about this remarkable lady. And in the beginning of Choices, you'll read my story. It's only a partial story, but it does give you an idea. Are you unhappy in your job? Quitting your job may change your life forever. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. But what you need to do is to log on Letitia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot, myshakley.com, S-H-A-K-L-E-E.com, and read her story. 1978, she was making $30,000 a year with corporate America. She walks and she says, I quit. You can't. We need you. She says, I quit. We'll give you a 14% increase. I quit. And I said, why? She said, I got tired of the chauvinism. I got tired of their linear thinking. I'm the one that was creative. I'm the one that did all the work, and they got all the glory. And I decided that if I'm going to put that much time into a workday, I want it to be mine, my very own. Now, I don't know if you've been downsized. I don't know if you got the pink slip. I don't know if you're a solopreneur. I don't know if you're retired. But what if I told you there's a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills? Are you going to have more month than money? Our formula offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. And you're working from home. How sweet is that? You don't have to quit your daytime job. You take the baby steps, and then you get your kids involved. And money is not the root to all evil. Money is a facilitator. It's a form of exchange. And I am going to do a whole week on money power and the way to truly earn it that is fulfilling. But then again, if your mindset is that you have to keep up with the Joneses, and just about the time you catch up with the Joneses, they refinance. This is all about you. Not about your neighbor, not about your friend, not about your, well, you want to include your husband, but it's all an individual thing. Just like, are you afraid of aging? Letitia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot, myshakley.com. This is a call to action. Calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally. 2014, the year to reign supreme, the year to let our voices be heard in solidarity. You see, one voice isn't going to do it, but together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. Now, you could stay with corporate America, but are you really going to get wealthy? This is the year to unleash your passion. Why not consider a more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Come on. Then think seriously about creating your own home-based business. It's a business, so we work with you on a business plan, and I want you to include the children. The only thing that is constant is change. I had to shift my strategies to accommodate the change that was going on in my business and professional life. I started my home-based business when I was 25 years old. So you see, I found a way that I could stay home, take care of the kids, and I could fulfill my dreams. And I found that a home-based business offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. And no, you don't need a college degree. By the way, Lee is in the book Choices. Go on to Amazon.com, go to the search bar, and click in, type in Choices, and type in Edith Nam's book. It's just amazing. It is just amazing. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You see, I'm not all fluff. I stay on top of current and newsworthy events, local, national, and globally. I'm compliant without compromising my beliefs and who I am. Read both their stories. You'll just be amazed. You will just be amazed. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And we were talking about a home-based business. Come on, it's pandemic. Gazillions are becoming wealthy starting from nothing, and this could be you. Create your own genre of business. The hours are yours, you're the CEO. But I want you to make it a family affair. Get the kids involved. I know, figure skating, ice skating, snowboarding, guitar lessons, piano lessons, but do you teach them about the power of money? All right. You're listening to Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio. And if you've pulled up my sheet, it says, are you afraid of aging? I told you I was on Oprah's show, and it was about aging. You know, it's your choice. Now, let me tell you before I go into the guts of this. I talked to a gal yesterday that I haven't talked to in years. I haven't seen in years. And she was home. And I said, well, how old are you now? She's 95. I said, well, that's awesome. Surely you have a caretaker living with you? No. Do you drive? Yes. You live alone? Yes. And this is how I choose it to be. I'm not giving out names. I'm just back from Florida. Spent a month with my youngest. But I had to get back. And I passed my driver's test. And I absolutely love being independent. And I said, well, what do you attribute it to? She said, well, Kathy, I have to tell you, I have so many people look at me and they think I'm 70. And that I attribute to the years of facial toning, you know, with your units from Europe and the one that you had just recently. She said, I am not going to get old. And I know that it's my choice, and it just ain't going to happen. And then the other day on television, it was on our news, a gentleman, 111. But he didn't give his real reason for living that long. But most centenarians say that the secrets to long life, exercise, healthy lifestyles are big factors. But it's mostly genetic, according to the study. I don't totally agree with that. There's no single factor which decides how we age. The aging body process is unique to your body. So, how do we slow down the process? Well, we know. Well, according to the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, exercise is the closest thing we have to an anti-aging pill. But there's more. Mindset. Your self-talk. You got to get rid of negative, toxic negative thinking. You have to embrace powerful thinking, the best of what is yet to come. Not living in the past, whining, just agonizing over how life has not been fair to you. It's your self-talk. Constantly tell yourself how amazing you are. Come on, lift up the mirror. Look into it and tell yourself how amazing you are. Laugh and the world laughs with you. We'll talk about that. Now, currently, there are two theories of aging. One holds that our cells are programmed from birth to begin the aging process. The other, that a complex combination of hormone, nervous system, and immune system actions tells our body when to age. But if your self-talk is healthy, the brain and the body do not age, we do. Choice. Getting into shape is easier than you think. And you did know that exercise enhances intimate moments. Now, it seems that men age better than females. With we gals, the hormonal drop-off postmenopausal promotes thinning of skin-supportive supply of fat. Men tend to have oily skin, and the facial beard follicles act as tiny rods to hold up or to support the skin. But then I've seen some that, Methuselah. Now, I'll tell you what I have here. A longevity yogurt basil salad dressing. If you want it, you're going to have to get in touch with me. You could call in right now, 347-637-3789. You could call me at 847-882-8717. Or you could email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. So the five key benefits which exercise can bring, it's going to wring out the best from your genes. The body needs to move. The body needs to move. We can't change that. It stretches the good years. You see, we don't want to add old years to old. It helps reduce stress. It helps reduce the effects of depression. And it helps decrease the appetite. You have include two types of exercise, aerobic and non-aerobic. Take baby steps. Get started. And I'm going to ask you, what is the best exercise in the whole world? Now, please, medical disclaimer. Check with your doctor before doing anything. Okay, so you want to live to be 100, 111. People who live to 100 and beyond have a unique set of genetic variations that seems to help them live 20 years longer than the rest of the population. That's according to a research. Oh, this was 2010. Now, what they said, correlation. There's This is what they say. The good news is that most humans have genetic variations that allow us to get to 88, which is 8 years longer than the average. The catch, to achieve that age, he said, you still have to live a healthy life, exercise, Avoid obesity. Don't smoke and don't drink too much. Everything in moderation. And do you know that obesity-related illnesses are costing you $190 billion a year? And they laugh a lot. Wasn't it Norman Cousins? They laugh a lot. And here is page 92. It's the Elixir of Youth. How laughter affects every part of your body. Okay, this kid bounds to the front of the room, grabs a microphone, and utters a few words. Then something comes over him, a cascade of chemical messengers in his brain, throws him into convulsions. For several seconds, he loses voluntary control over most of his body. His legs, arms, back, and chest tense. His facial muscles squeeze upward. His stomach muscles and diaphragm spasm. His heart races. His blood pressure spikes. Someone call 911. Give the man a sedative. But he's a comedian. His audience is also experiencing the same phenomena. They, of course, are laughing. Do you know what? Little kids laugh 500 times a day. Oh, we seniors are just way too serious. We hardly laugh at all. This is the time for you to sit down, it's almost the end of January, and reevaluate your time. Are you living the life that you want? You were meant to live a happy life. You don't have to be afraid of aging, because here's the truth. There's no debate. Life is not a dress rehearsal. There are no do-overs. And if you're not enjoying your life, if you're not enjoying this moment, and you're moaning and you're whining and you're not a joy to live with, well, then you may as well be pushing up daisies. Living the life of your dream goes beyond ticking things off your to-do list. It's about developing the confidence to truly listen to yourself and having the wisdom to follow the whisperings of your heart. You don't know. Most don't know. You have to get started on your path. Be willing to look at your life as a journey that is much bigger than that. All right, here are the 10 questions to move you in the right direction. Are you really happy right now? Come on, tell the truth. Get your pen and pad out. Look in the mirror and tell the truth. It's very simple. It's the basis for life. Sit quietly for a moment and ask yourself, am I happy? Pay attention to any physical sensations that might come up. Do you feel a sense of contraction or expansion in your body? Does your stomach feel like it's in knots? Oh, I see. You're living your life according to the gospel of your neighbor, your social network. Does your heart feel light and open, living a more purposeful? Purposeful life is a feeling thing, not a thinking thing. Your emotions are a good touchstone, and so is your physical body. So when you ask yourself about your happiness, sit quietly. Try to feel the answer within yourself. It's there. Meditation. Live in the now. How often do you take time to just be still? I'm not talking about week-long vacations. In the 24 hours, it could be 60 seconds or just a few minutes of quiet time. Soulful living is about slowing down and developing a present moment awareness. The Europeans think we're insane. We're just so busy, 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 busy. Who cares? What are you so busy doing what? Our lives have a tremendous velocity that pushes us, or rather, hurls us forward. No, you're going to step back and take a baby step. It's often not until we crash or burn or have a major crisis that we're forced to pause, breathe, and consider the bigger picture. What are you racing around for? No one cares. This is your life, the only life that you'll ever have. You are the architect of your life, and there are gazillions of you that are not happy. So I want to ask you, when did you really feel the most radiant? Now, this is the only time I'm going to let you to think back to a moment. I'm going to let you go back in time to a moment in your life when you felt the most alive and happy. What were you doing that made you feel that way? Was it a sense of freedom, adventure, or leadership, or perhaps of being in service to others? Whatever that feeling was is a clue to where your innate gifts lie. It's what allows your soul to shine. When did you really have that fire in the belly, desire, that made you feel and look radiant? Can you trust your own inner guidance? You know, it has to be free from judgment. It's about the inner ability to turn inside and ask yourself those questions. And the only way to do that is to cultivate a deeper relationship with yourself, free from chicken chatter, other people's chatter, reference chatter, free from the filters of fear and doubt, and free from other people's ideas and expectations. These filters build up over time and can cloud your ability to make decisions that are in alignment with your highest good. But can you do that? Oh, no. No, you can't, because you're down in your valley. You cannot let go of the past. How can you go forward if you're always looking backward? Too often we make choices informed by negative experiences that we're trying to avoid recreating. To do that, we often end up closing ourselves off from new experiences, adventures, and even people. Ultimately, there is freedom in forgiving, letting go, and transcending pain. So instead of reliving old trauma, old slights, keep your focus on what you want to do. It's about you. The past is dead. It's gone. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. We only have the now. This is the only moment that matters, right now. Most of you can't let go of that. Tomorrow I'm going to continue on, Wednesday at 8 a.m. Be sure and tune in. Until then, make it a great day. Au revoir, Kathy. Oh, no, this is changing the perception of aging. Hi. Bill?
Yeah.
We don't have to go to pick up the check until Thursday.
Oh.
He called me. You know, I don't understand him, Bill. He Where are you? He doesn't bring, there it is, a checkbook to work. It's at the house, and he forgot to bring it. So would I come Thursday to pick up the check? I said yes. Okay, we're going to go now in just 2 minutes. How many games?
Five.
Oh, good. Here's the Daily Herald. And the, the Daily Herald and the Sunshine. Oh. Oh. Okay, all I have to do is go TT and put my shoes on. But we're going to go right now, pretty quick. We're going to go now. All right, I'm going to go TT, put my shoes on, and we're out of here. Oh, Bill.
Yeah.
We have to take this to FedEx. More Shackley.
Where's FedEx?
Right there, on around. We were there not too long ago. It's right there off of Gulf. I don't believe you don't remember.
I don't.
This Christ. Mm-hmm.